This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, I pray you are all phenomenally well. I also hope by now that you've listened to our introduction to the resumption of Transformers, episode 11 that I sent out a few days ago, in which I discuss welcoming Ramadan. And I promised follow-up episodes to help us have a more transformative Ramadan. And as promised, we have now episode 12. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, for those who've been following my da'wah, you've heard me many a time talk about training for Ramadan before Ramadan, just like the Olympian trains for the Olympics many years before his or her race in that special competition. We have our competition coming. We have our season of worship coming. And the gold medals will be distributed. Freedom from the hellfire, Laylatul Qadr. You know, these are prizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distribute, will give us, and we must be ready for it. So you've heard me say this, and no doubt that advice applies for this Ramadan as well, that you need to look into Ramadan and see what you need to do and start doing those things now. Don't enter Ramadan in a state of shock. Right? Start doing them now so it's your body climatizes, your timetables climatize, your physiology, your mentality, your psychology, everything climatizes accordingly. Okay? But for this particular episode, I want to focus on something that perhaps I'm also guilty of not reminding the Ummah enough about, and that is about preparing for a transformative Ramadan by training your heart before Ramadan. Training your heart. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, brothers and sisters in Islam, there's two concepts in the heart that prevent us from tasting the true sweetness of Ramadan. Number one is love for the dunya. Love for the dunya, you know. Love, you know, in terms of following our desires. Love to being set in our ways, even though we could be doing things that get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, maybe we could be reading Quran, but we choose to watch TV, for example. And then shaitan beautifies it for us and tells us, but it's the news, but it's sports. Yes, but it is, but it is. But you and I both know that if the angel of death was in front of us, we would shut that TV and use the remaining seconds to do some ibadah, to do some dhikr. Right? Some people say, no, I'm doing dhikr with the TV on. Why do you want to share your attention between the TV and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not most deserving of your attention? So we need to work on, this is an aspect, this is a sickness of the heart, the love for the dunya. And what I shared with you is minor. There's sins that people do. And we need, based on following one's desires, we need to work from now, train our hearts before Ramadan. How? By starting to hate the dunya, starting to hate following our desires. And I'm not saying anyone sins whilst loving it. Inshallah, this is not from the qualities of the people of Iman. But I'm saying we need to stop right now before Ramadan comes, hating sin as a concept and start hating it as a reality. That we need to sit down and really look at how much time that TV takes from us. How much time that TV takes from us building our Jannah, from pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Realize it, do the math, see the figures, see the metrics in front of you, right? And then you can hate it more. This is now starting to hate your lack of diligence, not as a concept, but as a reality. Look at those sins. Look, find out the repercussions of those sins. Find out the punishment that comes as a result of those sins. Because when you see the harm something does to you, then it's human nature to really hate it. So we need to really work on transforming our hearts before Ramadan by training our hearts, by working on this. Number one, starting to detach our hearts from the dunya, detach our hearts from loving to follow one's desires. This is number one. Number two, we need to work on loving the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not easy. This is also advice for myself, right? And you've read me tweet, previously about how some people do their best to make us hate them. They do everything in their capacity to make us, in their capacity to become a tool for shaitan in causing anger and hatred and other difficulties of the heart to enter our heart. But whatever happens, we need to be nice and we need to not become a victim of their behavior towards us. Why? Because that's not the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we need to work on that. We need to work on ridding our hearts of the hurt that our hearts hold because of what other people do to us. We need to work on ridding our hearts of the jealousy that we have in our hearts because of our own weaknesses with regards to what other people have, and so on and so forth. We need to work on that. This is probably the best training you can do for yourself for Ramadan. If there's one thing you can do, and it's just work on your heart, then yes, do it. do it. Aside of the other advice I gave you, if you can't do that, except one thing, then do this. Because a heart that has jealousy with regards to others and feels hurtfulness with regards to others, and a heart that has love for following its desires, this heart prevents the Muslim and the mu'min from tasting the sweetness of Laylatul Qadr. The sweetness of being freed from the hellfire. The sweetness of fasting and the sweetness of taraweeh and the sweetness of sujood and salah and Qur'an and dua and sadaqah. Yes, you might say I do it and I still feel sweetness despite the situation of my heart, but I promise you there's a sweetness that you haven't tasted that you will only taste when you follow the advice of this order. Now, brothers and sisters, it's not going to be easy, right? It's not going to be easy, but you need to fight. Why? Because it's worth it. You need to fight, it's worth it. And a dua that I want you to frequent with regards to helping ourselves, with the hurt that we feel because of other people is Rabbana, Rabbana ghfir lana, Rabbana ghfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabakuna bil iman wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghilla lilladhina amanu. Rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. I want you to repeat that dua whilst understanding its meaning. I'm going to post this video with that dua, inshaAllah, and the meaning of it bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, so you can repeat it and understand what you're saying. Understand whilst you repeat, and repeat whilst you understand, and grow your heart, putting your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you, because indeed all success begins with as-salam, the perfect one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Until our next episode, may Allah forgive us all and inspire us to aspire. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.